My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 a.m. I bring you the best guests in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's health. The shows stream live at 8 a.m. And for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are now podcast daily for on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas' oldest independent health food retailer, now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They're located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith Shopping Center. Go in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, the most knowledgeable staff, the highest quality products, and amazing prices. The hours of the store are Monday through Friday 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I'm looking forward to talking with all of you soon. Stay healthy.
Hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy radio show. I thank you all for taking the time out of your morning to stop by, tune in, and walk away with information vital to your good health. You know, every day, I think every one of us gets up in the morning and we get up and we think to ourselves, you know, I wish I felt a little better. I wish I looked a little better. I wish I was healthier. You know, I need to do something. And, you know, we have these conversations usually in the bathroom after a shower, naked in the mirror by ourselves. And we think to ourselves, you know what? I really need to start focusing on this. And then life gets in the way. And then we start, you know, heading to work, and we may be good for a couple hours, and, you know, and then something just happens and it triggers, and then comfort zones kind of take over. And before you know it, you know, we're into our normal routine, and then we're halfway through the day, and we thought to ourselves, and we will think to ourselves, boy, I can't even make it a half a day. What is it that triggers us to get healthy? I honestly do think, and I had this conversation recently with someone, that one of the biggest triggers for somebody to change the quality of their life and their life choices is fear. And it's usually fear from things like something bad that happened to you or someone close to you, or, you know, a bad blood workup or a bad diagnosis. These things are terrible things that do happen. And they seem to be the things that motivate us to make a change, because I think sometimes we just don't really feel that, you know, we're that bad or any of those terrible things could ever happen to us. But, you know, I've spent a lot of time in rehab and sitting with friends in chemotherapy and radiation clinics while they're getting chemo, and hospitals and in emergency rooms, and with people that had the mentality that I don't think it could ever happen to me, and they were just those kind of people. I think that we will all have to consider that every one of us is privy to everything that's going around out there. Any one of us could come up with a bad diagnosis every day, any day, at any time. So I think what we need to do is maybe just starting today, just be a little bit better to ourselves. That was supposed to be our New Year's resolution this year. Be better to yourself this year than you were last year. Have you done that? I mean, have you actually been better to yourself this year than you were last year? And it doesn't take much to do that. That's eating a little bit more vegetables, getting a little bit more sleep, drinking a little bit more water, a little bit more activity, a little less stress. Any of those things, if you can say that you haven't been better to yourself, I mean, that's pretty bad, because all we were asking for was just a little bit of better for us. So it's never too late to start being a little kinder, a little healthier, and a little bit more proactive. You know, because your body will appreciate it, and so will your health today and down the road. That being said, every day here on the show, the Staying Healthy radio show, Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning, we talk about those things. We talk about the relevant topics as they relate to us today in our world around us and how it relates to us. I also bring you some of the best guests in the industry, so we can get their take, their information, so that when it comes time, when, you know, when we sit down and say, all right, I'm going to formulate my own opinion today, you have a lot of information to pull from. And that sure makes things better when you have good information and you're not just, you know, kind of fiddling through the internet and just kind of stabbing and grabbing some from here and here, but getting it from people that are experts in the field. And I think that does make it better for us. I hope you'll take the time to tune into the show Monday through Friday. And remember, if you can't tune in, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producer, every one of my shows are recorded, podcast, and archived on my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. I send you to Stay Healthy Health Food Store every day because they do it right. They do it right in every area. They carry the best products. They have the most knowledgeable staff and the best customer service and the most up-to-date information and, you know, great passion for making sure that you have the information you need to make those wise, healthy, decisive decisions. And you'll always get that consistency at Stay Healthy every time you go. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center. They're on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. They are Las Vegas' oldest independent health food retailer. And remember, the great thing about Stay Healthy is, you know, you can stay in touch with them every day. Just like them on their Facebook page. Get their great post, and their posts talk about the industry and the state of health and what's going on in the store and specials and all that good stuff. So it's a great way to stay connected. Speaking of staying connected, and with you, your employees, your coworkers, your friends, your family, if you have a group or an organization that you are a part of, and maybe you're at work and you're doing a health awareness, getting ready for the new year, trying to get through flu and cold season coming up, keeping your employees and your coworkers and your friends and family healthy, remember, I am available to come out and do lectures. I can do lunch and learn lectures where everybody, whether the company supplies them with lunch or they bring their own lunch that day, you can pick the topic of the lecture. I do evening lectures, weekends, evenings as well. I do not charge for my lectures. It's a way of paying back to the community and passing on information. I do a lot of businesses and a lot of companies that are really thinking about their employees, and they want them to have tools. And that's what it's all about. And you can even pick the topic. So you can get a hold of me through my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com, or talk to anyone at Stay Healthy. I'd love to set up a time scheduling for the rest of the year and into the first quarter of 2020. So we do these a little bit out. So if you're planning on doing these, let's get them on the books and start planning some great lectures. I know some companies have been calling me, a couple of them are speaking about and asked whether I could do one every month for their company, and I would be glad to do that. So get a hold of me. Let's do that. Well, today we're going to be talking about garlic and the power of garlic, and nobody better than, you know, Mr. Garlic himself, Mr. Jay Levy. Jay is the director of sales at Wakanaga of America. He is extremely highly educated in the nutritional arena and has been in this industry for more than 30 years. During this time, he was the Southwest Regional Sales Manager working in Texas from, well, way back when, 1989 to 1992, and then transferred to California and was the Western Division Sales Manager to the end of 1995. In 96, he was promoted to National Sales Manager. In 2003, again, promoted to Director of Sales, a position of which he currently holds. Jay is really well known for his humorous and captivating talks with health food groups, consumers, and retailers, and has extensive experience in training health food store employees on the technical aspects as well as the benefits of Kyolic aged garlic extract. He's spoken at several international sales meetings in California and abroad, as well as appearing in live television and conducted live radio broadcast, and we get the pleasure of hearing him every single month. In addition, Jay has written articles for many different health food publications, and it's always a pleasure to have him here on the show. Help me welcome my guest. Hey, Jay.
Hey, Jeffrey. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well, sir. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing well. Thank you. You know, just listening to the opening monologue. We have this discussion all the time, you know. Mm-hmm. Everybody thinks that they need to lose a little weight. Everybody thinks that, you know, they need a little more energy. Everybody thinks that, you know, they need a little more libido. And I think that's just common, and it plays perfectly into what you said. You know, most of us are motivated by fear. We want to mm-hmm. have that energy. We want to have that libido. We want to do our best. It's just difficult. Yeah. And what I always say, as you do too, you know, all you have to do is take baby steps. Try to get plenty of rest, try to eat a healthy diet, try to move your body every day by exercise, try to drink plenty of water. And if you can do those things, it's such a foundation and such a base to get started that you will see results, and you'll quickly, you know, really start trying to do the right thing.
And, you know, and I feel really comfortable with saying that because of the fact that, you know, I hate to say that fear is such a strong emotion with us, but oh my goodness, it is. And, you know, and sometimes for some people, it's exactly what it took for them to get going. And, you know, for other people, you know, I'll give you an example. And I know you and I talk about these things a lot, but, you know, we get new listeners all the time. So I have a really good friend of mine, and they were at a funeral, and there were four of them that were raised together. And one of the four, now these guys lived all similar lives. They worked at the same place. They grew up together. They basically bought their homes in the area, married their childhood sweethearts. They all had kids. They hung out on the weekends. So the holidays and everything was, it was very similar, very parallel lives. Well, one of them died of a heart attack. And the other three were just devastated because, you know, I remember them saying, you know, why not us? We all do the same things. So they were at a funeral, and they, after the funeral, they decided they were all going to start getting healthy again. And it ended up lasting about a month. And then they kind of all kind of slid back into their routine again, and including everything, you know, drinking beer and smoking and doing the stuff that they all did before that they all gave up because they were scared. And it just made me think that, you know, how long does fear stay with us, you know, and how long do we stay at that point where it is a driving force to make us change before we think, eh, I'll be okay, because, you know, we're good on both sides of that fence, you know, and I think we have to get our window, but we also have to be ready for change, bottom line.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we all have a way of, you know, over time kind of falling back into our old habits and old routine, which just need to be aware of it. Be cognizant of it, and do the best that you can.
Yeah, I agree with that. How was your East Coast? Did you get out to Expo East?
Did get out to Expo East. You know, it was not a bad show, not the best show they've ever had, but not a bad show. You know, CBD dominated the show floor, just dominated. It did last year, but this year it was even more pervasive. But, you know, positive vibes from the show, lots of good people there, lots of good information, and, you know, looking forward to you know, the this time of year, back to school, back to, you know, winter's approaching. So, you know, everybody was positive.
You know, one thing that I've learned over the years is that, you know, there's always going to be new exciting things that are coming in every industry, whether it's a new iPhone for Apple, or whether it's a new clothing line, or a new style, or new music, or something in our world. But, you know, in the health and nutrition field, it's always nice to learn about new things. But like I tell people all the time, you know, it's great to learn the new things, but don't forget about your foundational products that have been proven, that have been successful. Don't leave them sitting behind because of something that looks red and ripe and shiny.
Yeah, we're just geared that way. And you know, in this modern age with the way the media is, it's always got to be the new, the latest, the greatest thing. And you're exactly right. I mean, garlic's the oldest medicinal plant used by man. Been around for thousands of years. Man's still using it. Man's here because of plants like garlic. So, yeah, I think you're absolutely right. You know, don't forget, you know, what got us to this point.
For people that are tuning in today for the very first time, they're hearing garlic, and the first thing they're thinking is stinky, smelly, love the taste of it in my food. Give a little bit of a history, and I had someone ask me to do this, and they said they had friends listening, and they said they listened to us talking about garlic the whole time, but we never really gave a little bit that show of, you know, about a little bit of the history of the company. So Kyolic Garlic, been around a long time. This is definitely not new. Any idea how this company originated? I mean, what was it that started them in this area? Was it just the longtime history and philosophy of garlic, or, you know, where did they go with this at the beginning?
Yeah, well, we're actually, Wakanaga of America is a wholly owned subsidiary of a Japanese pharmaceutical company, Wakanaga Pharmaceutical, and they were established 60 years ago. And after World War II, you know, the country of Japan, the island of Japan, was devastated. You know, the drinking water was polluted. I mean, the country was just in shambles. And Manji Wakanaga, the founder of Wakanaga Pharmaceutical, actually was a banker at the time. And he you know, just couldn't believe, you know, the devastation of the country and how the poor health of everybody. And got together with this German professor, Dr. Eugene Schnell, who had some knowledge and had information about garlic and the health benefits of garlic, and in particular, this aging process, hence aged garlic extract, and they got together, formed the company, formed the product, you know, to help nurse an unhealthy population back to health. And that was, you know, the way it got started. The aging process was actually based on Chinese medication, herbal medication, and, you know, and today's modern society, I think back then they used to put garlic in either vinegar or in wine and age it, and I think they did that in China, Asian cultures, and even you know, the Greeks and the Romans did it, so it wasn't something, it's something that's been done a long time, but anyway, that's how it basically got started. When I talk, I say garlic, but really what I'm talking about more specifically is aged garlic extract. And I think, you know, for the listeners, that's the key. Because like you said, when they hear the word garlic, they think of, oh, garlic, it stinks. You cook with it. It makes your food taste good. But aged garlic extract is actually something completely different than garlic that we use as a condiment for our food.
You know, I was chatting with a friend the other day, and I see him every once in a while. They listen and they shop at Stay Healthy, but I don't see him that often. And he walked up to me and he said, "You know, I heard your show about 2 months ago, and you were talking with Jay, the garlic guy." That's what he called you. So, and I said, "And?" He goes, "It was just really, it was just something that hit me that day." He goes, "I had the time to listen to the whole show." He goes, "And usually I get bits and parts." He said, "But I was driving, so I heard the whole show." And I said, "And?" He goes, I went over to Stay Healthy to get my stuff, and I added in the garlic." And I said, "What did you notice?" He goes, "Well, I added in the formula, the green one, the one that says cardiovascular." And I said, "Okay." He said, "And my blood pressure at the end of the first month was so much better." And he goes, "And I've done things like cayenne pepper and hawthorn and other things over the years. And when I went back to my doctor asked me what I was doing and what I changed, because it was never in that lower range. And I told him I was adding the garlic, and he said, don't stop doing it." And he cut my medication in half, which I really liked, because the side effects of that medication were awful. It gave me headaches, but I knew I had to take it. So I thought it was just a really good conversation. He said it was just that day. He goes, "I've heard bits and pieces, but maybe my brain was just open that day, and you hit me on a day when I really kind of needed to hear it." And I said, "Well, I think information comes to us from all places, and we have to be open to absorb that information, or it just bounces off."
Yeah, I think that's a great story. And, you know, I'm with you. Just the fact that he could, you know, kind of redose his medication is fantastic. And, you know, usually, not always, normally, you know, we start hearing those kind of results after about 90 days. You know, after 3 months is really kind of when you can expect to really notice a difference. It sounded like this listener already was taking, you know, some nutritional supplements, doing some of the right things. So maybe that's why they had a little quicker impact. But that's a great story.
Well, you know, I think what I remember about him is he does all the good stuff, but it's a temper issue with him. He'll tell you, he'd be the first one, that it's taken him years to get his short fuse, make it a little bit longer, because he reacts very quickly and then it's over. But those little outbursts that he does have, he'll admit, you know, are loud and loud. And so, you know, I think when you work on yourself and you work and you meditate, you learn how to maybe breathe a little better and maybe not let little things drive you so crazy, those things help too.
Yeah, absolutely. No, stress is, you know, probably the modern scourge of this society. It's probably going to be, you know, well, it is, and it's going to be even worse, and it's something, you know, we're still learning about. And once people do learn how to deal with and control it better, I think we'll all be better off.
Yeah, I think so too. You know, when people decide to bring garlic into their daily routine and their regimen, I always think it's a good plus. I think it's, you know, quite good. There's a customer that I know that shops in Vegas, but she lives in Los Angeles, and she has a doctor at Cedars, and she goes to see him for things like her blood pressure and her cholesterol and her standard things, and he's kind of been her cardiologist GP for a long time, because she had heart problems many years ago, and she just stayed with him, even though he's a cardiologist. And he's had her on the Kyolic garlic for a very, very long time, and it's really funny. When she first showed me the list of what he wanted, the Kyolic garlic was first, then the multiple vitamin. And so he has a lot of his patients, because I know there's stores right around there in Los Angeles in the Hollywood area. And he sends everybody to the health food stores for the Kyolic. And I guess he's a believer, a big believer. He tells a story to his patients, and she's reiterated this to me, that it made such a difference in his life that he likes to pass it on to his patients. And that is always such a nice thing to hear.
Yeah. Well, I think doctors in private practice, you know, obviously are a little more likely to do that. A doctor that's working in one of the big, you know, doctor networks, they're not quite as likely to do it. And the doctors that I talk to, you know, they don't want to load their patients up with drugs. I mean, because they see what happens, and they see the side effects, and they know the problems. And if there's something that they can recommend that's, you know, doesn't have those side effects, something like aged garlic extract, and part of it is, you know, we still do a lot of work and research at UCLA, and I think that's really had a pretty strong impact on the medical community in the Southern California area. Uh-huh. You know, there are a lot of doctors that are looking into nutrition. You would be amazed, just because, once again, they see what happens, you know, to their patients who are taking too many prescriptions.
Let me ask you a question, and this is just a personal question. Do you feel, because, you know, when you go down the list of things you should and should not feed your dogs, you know, of course, they tell you for good health, don't feed them people food. And they also say that chocolate is detrimental. Grapes are also a problem. But sometimes you'll see lists of things like garlic and onions, you know, of course, raw, terrible, and, you know, in their food. How do you feel about the Kyolic garlic? And in all those hundreds of studies that you've done, have you done any studies with garlic and canine?
To answer the questions, yes, we've done tons of research, not just on canines, but on animals. And once again, not to arouse the animal rights activist people. We don't want to hurt any animals. Never was that the intent. But when you're doing research and you go to a, you know, major university or medical clinic, you have to have so much preliminary and safety data on the product. You can't just take a product to, you know, and say, hey, here's a couple $1 million, let's do some research on it. There's got to be years and years and tons of safety data. And a lot of it is done on animals, and the beauty of it is with the animal research we've done, we've never hurt any animal. We've only given them aged garlic extract and helped them, which is really so cool. So we've done it with not only canines, but horses, cats, of course, mice, and then rabbits, all kinds of pets, and only shown real positive results. To go back to the kind of original question, you know, I think if you just Google garlic right now and canines, they would recommend that you not give raw fresh garlic to your mm-hmm. pets. However, in nature, you know, bugs and pets and critters and animals don't mess with garlic. Garlic has had, you know, 10,000 years of a way to evolve to protect itself, to keep pests, pets, anything from you know, eating it and destroying it. And that's, you know, when it's cut, crushed, or sliced, that gas, that noxious gas is formed, you know, that's the odor of garlic, and it's nature's pesticide. It keeps pets and pests and you know, animals, critters from eating it and destroying the bulb. So, you know, it's found a way to protect itself, so animals typically don't mess with it. So they don't like raw fresh garlic typically, but because of this natural aging process, all those harsh chemical compounds that are responsible for the odor and the harsh irritative effects of garlic are converted to safe and stable compounds. And you can take a therapeutic dose of aged garlic extract and not smell, you know, like a garlic bulb. So to give aged garlic extract to your pets and to canines, absolutely no problem. I hear it all the time. We get tons of testimonials and anecdotal stories about how it helped their pets.
Hmm. You know, I personally have used it, you know, on my dogs, and I... You know, we try different things personally than things that I'll talk about. So that is really nice. That's a extra whole division that I can talk about now and write about. So, you know, that's really a good thing. And I really like what you said about how garlic has become a survivalist. You know, it's learned how to survive in, you know, the environment out there, you know, by its own built-in protection mechanism. And, you know, and that really makes a lot of sense. That shows its immunity. It shows its independence, and it shows its strength.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
It's amazing.
Absolutely.
Interesting. I have a question. I'm just trying to find out where I put this question for you because I get them all the time. Here it is. My son is 16 and the doctor recommended that he taken a multiple vitamin. I also gave him vitamin C in my garlic. His doctor is a skin physician, a dermatologist, and my son has had really bad problems with rashes on his back as well as acne. So we kept him on this program for about 6 months, went back to the doctor. During that time, we noticed that his skin was clearing dramatically, and none of the peels, none of the topical gels or steroids lasted for a long time. It would clear it up and come back again with a vengeance. So she wanted to know, she goes, is there something in garlic that was benefiting the skin? The dermatologist said, whatever you're doing, keep doing it, but didn't know. And I haven't found a lot of information on using the Kyolic garlic for skin problems, but I will tell you, it works.
Yeah, we have a ton of anecdotal stories, and once again, I'm not exactly clear, and pardon me for this. The listener wasn't using it topically; they were ingesting it.
Ingesting, right?
Yeah, right. Well, you know, there is tons of also information about using it topically, but still taking it internally tends to have, you know, a little greater impact, and typically. Skin issues like psoriasis and those and even shingles, you know, they're autoimmune deficiencies. And aged garlic extract is a modulator, a regulator. So if your immunity is firing too much, it'll bring it into a normal level. And if you need a boost, it'll bring it up. So it's a great product to take for you know your immune system. And heard tons of people having success with skin issues.
It's going to take me down another road completely. Let's go ahead and take our break. Jay Levy is with us today. We're talking about Kyolic garlic. You can pick up all the formulas and all the information and anything you need as far as the support on this line. You can come in to Stay Healthy for a sample. I just saw they got some samples in stock. So definitely go in and ask them about Kyolic garlic. We'll be right back.
Did you know that the most common form of calcium supplement today is calcium carbonate, also known as limestone? You don't eat rocks as part of your balanced diet, so why would you choose to supplement your bone health nutritional needs with limestone? Our bodies understand and seek whole food sources of nutrition. New Chapter is proud to deliver Bone Strength Take Care, a calcium complex that delivers key bone health nutrients in the form of whole food, not rocks. Bone Strength Take Care also delivers key bone nourishing nutrients, including vitamins D3 and K2. Vitamin K2 is of critical importance as it ensures calcium is placed in the bone where it's needed and stays out of the arteries where it's not. Discover for yourself the whole food bone health alternative to rocks. Bone Strength Take Care, the best-selling natural bone health supplement in America. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston, in the Town and Country Center.
What is inflammation? Many people think that only joints are affected by inflammation. The truth is, the body's natural inflammatory response affects everyone and every major organ system. From bone health to heart health and beyond, whole body health calls for a healthy, whole body inflammation response, which is why New Chapter is proud to offer America's number one selling herbal for a healthy inflammation response, Zyflamin. Zyflamin is a whole new natural way to manage inflammation and a true scientific breakthrough. Zyflamin has been extensively researched and tested for a variety of health concerns by some of the most respected medical institutions in the world with impressive results. Discover the power of Zyflamin for yourself. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston, in the Town and Country Center.
All right, we're back. I want to remind you to head over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Stay Healthy is your one-stop full-service location for everything health and nutrition. In the Valley for now, believe it or not, their fourth decade, and also they are Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho, and they're on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. So we're talking with Jay Levy today, and we're talking about Kyolic garlic, all the different benefits of the product, and of course, uses, and people have questions, and a couple of you have sent your questions in. you know, right during the break. But right before the break, we were talking about pets. Somebody chimed in and wanted to know if they could add the liquid drops to her bird's water or put it on her bird's food. If you had any feedback on that, somebody told her that it would keep her parrot. She has hyacinth macaws, and she said it would keep their immune system stronger. So I'm thinking nature, where maybe there was garlic where they came from. I don't know. What do you think about that?
Yeah, the only thing I would be mindful of course, is the size of the pet. So I would keep the serving, you know, a couple drops, but that should be absolutely perfectly safe and should be good for the birds, definitely.
Okay, perfect. When you think about the liquid and you think about the versatility of the liquid and how many ways you can use it, you know, it would seem that most people would want to go liquid. I know people that prefer capsules. They don't like liquid. It's just that there's something for everybody in the line, which is great. I think the reason that I go back a lot to the liquid is because I can use it just about every way possible.
Yeah, well, you know, obviously not only ingesting it internally, you know, you can... It's an acquired taste. You know, it's not like fresh raw garlic, but it has a flavor and odor if you squirt it in your mouth, no doubt. But it's great for a scratchy throat, great for a sore throat, to, you know, or to rinse your mouth, good for gum issues, for periodontal issues. You know, obviously topically for abrasions, for even things like acne, use it topically. We've talked about using it for ear problems and ear infections and, you know, a couple drops on a Q-tip, dab it in the ear, or just drop it in the ear, no problem. Also heard many testimonials about women using it, you know, to douche with for yeast infections and things like that. So there are absolutely the liquid is more versatile and has more ways to use it.
You know, I have a friend, and I used to wait on her when I had my stores, and she's been using your liquid garlic for so many years, I can't even remember, and you'll never guess how she uses it. She, every day, she has a Caesar salad for lunch, every day, and she makes her own dressing, and she brings her dressing separately, and she broils her chicken, and she has a chicken Caesar salad. She pours her dressing over her salad, then she tosses it. But before she tosses it, every day, she adds a half a teaspoon to a teaspoon of liquid garlic to her salad, mixes it in with the dressing. Obviously, she's using anchovies and all that stuff in there. And I took a bite of it one time. You couldn't even taste it. But it is her routine, and she does it every day. And this woman is never sick. Never
no,
sick.
That sounds delicious.
Yeah.
I'd love to try it, definitely.
So I thought to myself, you know, everybody has their own little routine. You have to find what works for you and what you will be able to stick to.
Yeah.
And that's really important.
Yeah, I think at some point people do kind of get, pill fatigue. Just started taking pills so that you can have a different way to ingest nutrition. You know, I get it, definitely.
Another question. This one comes in almost every time we're together, and I know you have great studies on this. So, and I want to ask you after the question, you know, how people can look at some of the studies that are available. Her question is, she's been battling her blood pressure for a long time and has been wanted to use other things along with it. Can she take the Kyolic garlic with her medication? And, of course, she, at the bottom, she says, of course, I'll let my doctor know.
Yeah. No, great question. Always, you know, you should always think that way if you're taking medication. And I would say, you know, we now have over 820 peer-reviewed published papers on the efficacy of aged garlic extract, and that is everything from cardioprotective effects to immune enhancement to detoxification. With these 820 papers, you know, we've had to do research. And when you do research at major medical hospitals and universities, you typically do them on an unhealthy population. So when you do cardiovascular research, typically, if you do it on a healthy person, you're not going to see any results. So typically, they do it on high-risk cardiovascular patients, and a high-risk cardiovascular patient is somebody that has known heart disease. And typically, you know, if it's even metabolic syndrome, where they have multiple risk factors. So these people are all on, you know, cholesterol medications, hypertensive medications, blood thinners, you name it. They're on all these. So when you add aged garlic extract to, you know, the routine that these people are doing, you see better results. And we see it time and time again. I've said this before on air. Aged garlic extract is one of the only. It's the only nutrient, and there's not any drug that does this that has a major positive impact on every single cardiovascular risk factor. Which, you know, drugs just don't do that. I mean, to have an impact on blood pressure, to have a positive impact on homocysteine, on LDL cholesterol, on oxidative stress, on platelet adhesion and aggregation, on cholesterol, triglycerides, all these things, to have a positive major impact on by taking one nutrient, it's unheard of.
You know, the other part of bringing this into your everyday routine, I have tried over the years to cut back on the things I consume. And, you know, you and I doing this as long as we have, we probably sat down with a pad of paper and a pencil and our bottles in front of us and probably thought, which of these can I cut out? And you ended up either cutting one or two out, but then adding them back in again. In my case, adding two more. So I just have never, ever thought to just cut the garlic out. I've assumed, you know, too many benefits and got those benefits, and too much studying and too many studies that I've read to ever think about not having it. So here's my question. Around the world, of course, people think about different kinds of nutritional supplements. Parts of the world eat a lot of fish. Some people eat a lot of vegetables. And some parts of the world, you know, do things differently with herbal medicines and things. It would seem like no matter where you are, adding in the garlic would be a plus to no matter what your environment and no matter who you were, what you're eating or where you're living, because I think inside of us as humans, it just does a great job.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I think you've said it many times. Kyolic aged garlic extract is one of those foundational nutrients, mm-hmm. Along with, you know, a multiple vitamin, possibly probiotics, possibly fish oil. There's just certain nutrients that almost everybody can benefit from, you know. So I think it's something that you know, like you say, if you've heard about it and, you know, you think it's something that may help, I would say absolutely give it a try. There's no harm, no foul. Try it, and most often than not, people see positive benefits on the consumption of aged garlic extract.
I'm saving this one for you because I know you'll get a kick out of it. It says, "Hey, Jeff, I grew up in a part of the country where my grandmother, who was Eastern European, would always give us a teaspoon of garlic in vegetable oil on toast every single morning. It was the way we had to start our day. I know your grandmother gave you castor oil and cod liver oil, so we both have our stories. So when I got older and left the house, I swore to God I would never, ever do it again and never, ever eat garlic. And then I went out in the real world and started getting sick all the time. So I never went back to the garlic on the spoon with olive oil, but I went to the kyolic garlic. And I've been using it for a long time. It's always nice to hear you and Jay chatting. I think I've been on kyolic now for over 20 years. It was only about 6 months being on my own before I realized that my grandmother really kind of had some good ideas, but there's no way I can do that off the spoon anymore."
Yeah. You know what I say to people like you and the listener is, you know, you're lucky if mm-hmm. you had a mother or grandmother that made you take that kind of stuff. You know, I mean, I think you're right. They knew what was good for you. It wasn't always, didn't always taste good, didn't always agree with you, but they knew, and these things have been used for thousands of years, and these anecdotal, potions and poultices, I think there's a lot to them. I really do.
Mm-hmm. I do, too. You know, we had touched a little bit on skin and skin health. You know, people ask me all the time, you know, things to take internally for, you know, skin problems that they're having, like rosacea and eczema, psoriasis, dermatitis, seborrhea. And, you know, when I usually will give them suggestions and say, share this with your dermatologist and see what your dermatologist is doing with you. Most of the time, it's more steroids than anything else. But, you know, I'm a big believer in omega-3 fatty acids internally, greens, probiotics. But I add in the garlic to that as well, because I think the inside of the body needs purification, it needs cleansing, it needs detoxifying, and it needs building. And all of those do also work on our immune system that makes it stronger. So that's kind of a foundation that I've recommended when people have skin problems. And like I said, I always say, share it with your doctor, see what they say.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I would think, once again, most doctors would realize there is a connection between nutrition and the health of your skin and overall health for that matter.
when someone starts looking at kyolic for the first time, you know, they may say, well, I've seen garlic before and I've used it in the past, and they were these little oil pearls, and they were, you know, kind of cheap, and I decided I'd add them in, but they smelled so bad, but it didn't really come out my breath. It actually came out my sweat or my urine or my stool. How do you tell people that they're different? Obviously, these are aged and they're odorless, but why would people want to go that other way?
Yeah, well, I think probably more than anything, just misinformation. You know, we've talked about many times the different types of garlic on the market, and, you know, garlic powders, garlic oils, like you just mentioned, you know, basically are heat dehydrated and steam distilled products, removing all the water soluble nutrition from the garlic bulb. And a garlic bulb, like most fruits and vegetables, it's a lot of water. So when you remove it all, you just have those harsh, stinky, irritative oil soluble compounds. You know, people typically aren't going to be happy with that. That's the reason they don't want to eat garlic, is because of all those negative side effects. And it's just simply this natural aging process, you know, this 20-month aging process that removes all those harsh irritative compounds and you know, forms aged garlic extract, a product that you can take daily and not have to suffer through, you know, the side effects of garlic.
Mm. I think when I first started in the industry, I had tried some of those garlic pearls, and I do enjoy the flavor of garlic. I don't like it overwhelming. I love garlic bread, don't get me wrong, and I love garlic when it's used in like a good Caesar salad. I enjoy that. But, you know, I remember when I took those garlic pearls the first couple of days, and I was really excited. I was kind of new into the industry, but, you know, everybody around me was saying, man, how much garlic did you eat? And you don't realize it coming out your mouth. You don't realize it coming out in your sweat. And it's so strong. And that just shows you the power in the body, you know, but we shouldn't have to smell its power.
No, agreed. Agreed. Garlic, once again, as a plant, and even garlic powder and garlic oils, they're really harsh on the body. They're really not all that great on the body. They oxidize, you know, blood cells, and, you know, can cause issues, which is really unnecessary. But, you know, I mean, eating a little garlic in your diet, of course, I think is a good thing. Makes your food taste good. And you know, most of the time we cook garlic, and once you cook it, once you heat it, you kind of change the chemical constituency completely. You really almost kind of denature it. You do get the flavor that you're doing it for, but you really don't get a lot of the medicinal benefits, you know, when you cook with it and eat it, you know, that you would from taking something like aged garlic extract.
Do you feel that garlic is a blood thinner in this state?
Well, like I said, garlic is more of a regulator, a modulator. If your blood is too thin, it helps to bring it to a normal level, and if it's too thick, it'll help, you know, the viscosity. So it's really just according to, you know, your situation. But yes, it can have blood thinning properties. Now, you know, with raw fresh garlic, I think there are a few recommendations and warnings about, you know, if you're going into surgery, you don't need to eat a lot of raw fresh garlic a couple of days before. But besides that, I think no problem.
Okay. You know, I have a lot of people that I know in my life that are traveling, you know, and they go all over the country. They travel around the world. They go on those long 10, 12, 15-hour flights, which I have never done. I don't know how I would handle them. I have friends that go to the Middle East a lot, and they're these long flights. And, you know, when they come to me and we talk about nutrition and protecting their body and putting up a defense mechanism, I mean, the first two things that always roll out of my mouth are probiotics and garlic. And yeah, it's always been that way. And I don't think I would ever change my focus, because I think those two things are extremely important when you're changing everything from environment to time zones to cultures to food to, you know, the weather. Everything's going to be a different part of the world. I think you have to give your body a little bit more. And then when you get back home, you don't want to let your guard down.
Yeah. Probably should you know, continue those behaviors until they become habits. So, you know, when you travel, you don't have to ramp up, you're already healthy, and you can just continue on with your normal routines, which would probably be the best way to do it.
Mm-hmm. Give somebody an idea of how they handle this, and this is something else I bring up every time we're together, because it is kind of a thought process that can be a little confusing. They go to Stay Healthy. They're standing in front of the Kyolic section, and they're looking at all the colors and all the labels, and they have their basket in their hand, and they're thinking to themselves, all right, I heard them talking. Which one?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. And there, you know, are 16 different ways you can take aged garlic extract and different formulas from, powders, capsules to tablets to liquid. We've talked about it many times on the show. You know, I think if it's obvious, if you're taking it because you want to get your cholesterol kind of in line, or, you know, you're a little hypertensive, you know, we have specific formulas for those ailments. But if you just want to take it for overall health, you know, I think that the best thing I can tell you is the main ingredient in all the different formulas is aged garlic extract. So you're going to get the cardiovascular benefits, you're going to get the immune benefits, you're going to get the detoxification benefits from taking every single one of the formulas. The only, you know, caveat would be the other nutrients that are added into the formulas. But in most cases, the other nutrients that are in the formulas would be good for you. For instance, 109, the blood pressure formula, which is a particularly popular hot product right now. It's aged garlic extract, natokinase, and L-theanine. And natokinase and L-theanine are fine and perfectly good for people to take that don't have high blood pressure or aren't hypertensive. So even if the formula is really specifically geared to something, all you got to do is look at the nutrition fact panel. I tell people all of our products are safe, that the nutrients are all at safe levels. However, if you're taking multiple vitamins and high doses of other things, you do need to check the labels of what you're taking just to make sure. Typically, oil-soluble compounds, you need to watch a little bit. The water-soluble compounds, not so much. You know, the body just excretes them, so they're a little more safe. But you know, just make sure you're getting safe levels of everything, and no problem.
You know, it's always fun to talk about this, and, you know, I love it because it's just something that's been kind of a mainstay in my life for such a long time. And the great thing about companies that do it right is they don't change, their quality doesn't diminish, where some companies, you know, go through changes and the quality goes down. Kyolic has always been consistent with their quality. And even though they add new formulations, those new formulations are right there with the same quality, and they're relevant formulations. And if you brought on a new division, you brought it on because it was relevant or necessary or needed, you know. So there's a lot of thought process that goes into not only coming out with a new formula, but coming out with a new branch of the company itself. And there's a lot of companies that are really good, and there's some companies that are really great. And the really great ones are the ones that make it so it's kind of like going to a restaurant, Jay, that you really love, and you order the same dish every time, and it's always perfect, and it's always good, and the spices are always the same, and the service is always good, and you recommend it to friends, and they go there, and it's always the same. You know, it's kind of like that, kind of like coming home, because, you know, if you recommend it to somebody, they're going to get the same quality every time they go as well. So it's a kudos to the company.
Yeah, no, it is a great company, great people, great product. You know, we're now in over 50 countries worldwide, and different countries have different regulations, different rules. So, you know, we're able to manufacture at a drug level in our manufacturing facility. We're manufacturing nutritional supplements, but because, you know, of the different rules in other countries, we're able to manufacture, you know, to drug standards, which I think is, you know, something that does kind of set us apart from everybody else.
No, I think so, 100%. Well, I thank you so much. It's always a pleasure to have you here. It's enlightening, and I know a lot of times we touch on some of the same points. But, you know, when people are tuning in, they don't just tune in here. They tune in around the country in different places. And I have people that listen in other countries as well. And, you know, so you never know, like that one guy, you know, you never know when it's going to be the right time to hear the right thing that you may have heard before, but it didn't register. But today it's important that you heard those words.
Jeffrey, thank you. It's always a pleasure being on the air. I look forward to not only being on the air with you next time, but seeing you soon.
You be well, my friend. Thank you for what you do.
Thank you.
My guest today, Jay Levy, representing Kiala Garlic. You got to check it out. If you're working on your routine, your regimen, you know, the process of supplements that you use every day, think about adding in Kiala Garlic, one of the great formulas. Just put it in the mix and sit back and enjoy the benefits. I did that many, many decades ago and just have never really, I've moved around a little bit within the line, but it's always been there one way or another. And of course, I also like using the liquid as well. So check out all of the products from Kiolic. They're available at Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Ask any questions if you have on any of the individual products. They can probably answer it in a way that you will be able to then decisively pick the right product for you. Stay Healthy is the oldest independent health food retailer in Las Vegas in their fourth decade in the Valley. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center. They're on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston, and they're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Remember, always take the time to investigate your own health. Ask questions about how things relate to you and bring those questions with you to Stay Healthy. It's a full service store. You're going to walk out with great peace of mind and choose from only the best of the best products every day. Check out their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. Scroll down, go to the coupon section, see how to print a coupon to use in the store on your next purchase. You can also like them on Facebook and be connected with them every single day. Great post, good information. Also an enlightenment as to what's going on within the store. Right now, their basket of the month is from Nordic Naturals. That's the basket that they have up for drawing. You just have to walk in and say, I want to enter and win, and they'll do the drawing at the end of the month. Always something going on at Stay Healthy. I want to thank you all for tuning into the show today. Remember, if you can't tune in live, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producer, all of my shows every day, they're recorded, podcast, and archived on my webpage, drjeffreyburk.com. This gives you the time, the availability of being able to download the shows when it's convenient for you. Just click on the archive icon, download the shows, listen to them on your time schedule, or maybe you heard a show and it's perfect for someone you know, send them to my webpage, have them download the show for them so they can get the benefit along the way as well. Thank you for tuning in. Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning, we keep it relevant, we keep it real, and we talk about the things that are important for today's world. Have a great day. God bless. Thank you for tuning in to the Staying Healthy Radio Show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health with the best guest in the industry helping all of us to get healthy, be healthy, and stay healthy. For your convenience, podcasts of the show are now available at my website, drjeffreyburk.com. Simply click on the archive icon to make available on-demand podcast downloads. Make sure to visit Stay Healthy Health Food Store for all your nutrition needs. Stay Healthy provides reliable, responsible, relevant service every single day. I look forward to talking with all of you soon.